Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music from Nashville, Tennessee. That is Lexi Liu and Day by Day. And oh my goodness gracious, in the studio with us right now on Saturday night is Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu.
Hello.
Ladies,
hello.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It is great to see you, Kaylin. How are you?
I'm good. A little cold, but good. Yeah.
Snowy time in Wisconsin. It hasn't snowed all year. Then you two come.
I know.
And welcome to Wisconsin, Lexi. Is this your first time?
It is. It's my first time walking on a frozen lake yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
How'd you like that?
Oh, that was really awesome.
Get a little closer to that microphone. When you're, how far did you go out? Did you hear any like cracking in the ice that makes you go, hmm?
I mean, like there was one point where I stepped a little bit and then it cracked and I was like, ooh, my heart sank a little bit, but we were fine. We kept going.
Yeah, we went to Devil's Lake. So I took her to Devil's Lake and we recorded some videos for some new songs coming out soon and just had a really good time. So
I'm surprised the lake was frozen up there, huh?
Yeah.
It was frozen. There was shanties on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's been cold, but just no snow until, you know, just a couple of days ago.
Exactly.
Kaylin, Lexi, you two are blowing up right now. And I'm so happy you made time for us to stop by the studio. Super excited. Kaylin, I want to start with you. What's new with you? You've been gone for 5 years now and doing this. How's it going?
It's been going really well. Good enough for me to be doing it full time now. Yeah. So I quit my job about in July of last year. And I've been able to support myself since, and it's been great so far. I've definitely been able to put more creative energy into my music, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But then also be able to like write in the mornings with, you know, signed writers that have publishing deals, because their hours are typically when I would be working.
Right.
So it's really nice, and more doors have opened. Even though some have closed, definitely a lot more have opened.
The last time you were here, I believe we talked about, you know, managing the business part and the music part and the creativity. And you found a struggle with it, but it was getting on track at that point. How are you dealing with that now?
It's good. It's always a process. And sometimes you think you have a hold on it and then it slips away for a little bit and you kind of spiral and go crazy for like 0.5 seconds. But then after that, it's you stay determined, you stay focused, and you just literally, just like Lexi's song says, you take it day by day. And that's all you can do. So,
and we're going to talk about that song Day by Day we just heard in just a moment here. It was funny. You all called me when you're on the square.
Yeah.
And you haven't been here for a while.
I've never been here.
Am I on the right side of the square?
Yeah.
And, you know, for
I was
those
like,
of you,
Jimmy, where am I going?
You know, every side of the square looks the same.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a beautiful square. I'm glad we drove it.
We were not going to be able to get out and walk because we didn't pack for this kind of weather.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, she got the full 360 of the Capitol without having to step out. So.
It was great.
That's perfect.
With a heated seat.
I was like, I don't know where I'm going.
I was like, just keep driving. We'll get there sooner or later.
Yeah. Just need a good landmark here, you know?
Exactly.
So in the 5 years you've been in Nashville, Kaylin, I can only imagine you've worked with some great people. Of course, you're here with Lexi Liu, and we'll learn about you in just a second, Lexi.
Yeah.
Who else have you worked with that was exciting for you that you kind of want to name drop?
Yeah. Well, I have worked with quite a lot of people, but people who really stand out are the ones that, you know, are truly authentic humans and, you know, want to help me out as much as I want to help them out. And it's all about teamwork in Nashville. There's a lot of people out there. It's a huge city. There's a lot of opportunity. But if you don't have what's called your camp, it's kind of hard to level up per se in the town. And so Lexi's a great person to hang out with. My friend Julielle, she's another musician. Marla Cannon Goodman is a fantastic writer. She's had a lot of hits, one with Leanne Womack and a bunch of other really talented artists, country artists. But I'd have to say some people from Louisiana. We've got Micah Kennedy, Clay Cormier. He actually just moved into town, but a lot of talented people, not necessarily people who've gotten their quote unquote big break yet, but right. I can definitely see them within like 5 years, they'll be on the radio in no time. That's for sure.
And it never hurts to collaborate with people and you know, gain experience from other people, have them gain experience from you.
Exactly.
You know what the art is all about.
Yeah.
Lexi, you're from Georgia.
Yeah, I'm a peach, but I don't like peaches.
That's the thing. She always says that, yeah.
Yeah, my mama still loves me.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a thing for Southern accents. I lived in Oklahoma for a while, and the Southern is a little bit different than Georgia.
Yeah,
as far as
you know,
accent,
I honestly didn't know I had an accent until I went to college at Belmont in Nashville.
Okay.
And everyone was like, "Ooh, I love your accent." I'm like, "I don't have an accent. You have an accent.
Yeah,
you sound funny to me.
What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
So, where in Georgia are you from?
Douglasville, Georgia. It's west of Atlanta.
West of Atlanta. Yeah. And how did you get started in? You have kind of an interesting story how you picked up the guitar. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I was at a friend's birthday party, a twin's birthday party, and the girls and the guys were split up between each other. But I liked this guy, and so I was hanging out with the guys, and one of the guys was playing a guitar. And I told him, I said, "That's so cool. And I love how you're doing that." And he said, "It's not that hard. Just there's another guitar over there." And he said, "Go pick up the other guitar and I'll show you what I'm doing." And he did. And he was playing Smoke on the Water.
That's probably one of the songs I know one chord to.
It's like three chords. And anyways, I picked it up really quick and I surprised myself. And then I remembered that my mom had a guitar that had been sitting in her closet for years and she hadn't touched. And so I went home and kind of confiscated it and was like, "Well, if you're not going to play it, I will." And just started messing around.
That's great. When did you start singing? When did you start writing music?
Yeah, so if you ask my ma, she would say I could sing before I could really talk. And I started writing when I got a heartbreak, of course, the typical story.
Sure.
I was in high school and my mom was tired of hearing about it, and I'd been playing the guitar for a bit, and she was like, "Just go write about it." So I did. I went in my bedroom and I wrote a song called Lonely.
Yeah.
And then how did you go from Georgia to Nashville? What was that journey like?
Yeah, so I was deciding what I wanted to go to college for, and my parents bought me a PA system, and I wanted to know how to work all the knobs and what everything meant. And I didn't do my own research. I was just like, I'll go to school for that, and they'll teach me. And then I got to school at Belmont University in Nashville for audio engineering, and everyone knew so much about it and had been doing it since they were a kid. And I was like, "Oh," but I stuck it out and I learned so much. And yeah, I got the degree.
So now that you have a degree, you know how to record music, you could record your own music.
I can. Yeah, I do.
Save a lot of money that way.
Yes. Yeah. Especially with all the technology out today.
We just heard the song Day by Day.
Yes.
Now, is that new?
It is a new song, yes.
Okay. Tell me about the song.
Yeah, so I was sitting out on the porch with some friends in Nashville, and I wrote that song with Nick Haynes, Greg Dixon, and Sam Carey. And Nick had that groove that was played in the song, the guitar groove, and we just kind of like, we got on a pontoon boat and went out in the middle of the lake and wrote it. It's everything about that song. You know, we were discussing how there's some things that you just can't control. Most things in life you can't control. Mm-hmm. And you just have to, you know, take the blessings as they come and take the hits as they come and just learn from them. But like, we weren't trying to harp on the bad for the song. We were just like, you know what? You know, our life isn't the greatest right now, but we're just going to take it day by day and it's still great.
I love it. Take it by day. A lot of people can take that advice these days. We'd be better
Truly,
off, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do want to give a shout out to Nick Haynes. He's not only an amazing artist,
yes,
he's a phenomenal writer, and he's an even better person.
Yeah.
So,
Nick is one of my go-to songwriting buddies in Nashville.
We love
Great
Nick.
Great person.
So.
That's awesome. We got Kaylin Cole. We got Lexi Liu in the studio here on a Saturday night. If you want to text the show, you could do that, 844-967-2789. Text us in the Civic Media app and say hello to Lexi and Kaylin. Kaylin, when you come back to Wisconsin, what's the first thing you have to do when you come back home?
You know, I used to work there, so shout out, but I have to go get a cheeseburger from Culver's.
Oh,
I
the butter burger.
Yes, I have to.
Lexi, have you had Culver's yet?
I mean, I had it in Nashville, and if I'm being totally honest, I wasn't impressed.
Here we go, drop the bomb.
I know, I wasn't impressed. But really, maybe it's because, like, is Culver's from here or something?
Yeah, Culver's was, it's originated from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
It's fresh up here.
Well, maybe I'll have to try it fresh.
Yeah, you will.
But yeah, when I tried it in Nashville and Mount Juliet, I was like, meh.
Yeah, no, I've tried that one, Jimmy, in Mount Juliet. Doesn't do it justice.
Yeah.
Good on Culver's for rationale. But whenever you franchise out, I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes it loses. Yeah.
Definitely.
Is it like Davison, Georgia, you said?
Douglasville. Yeah, yeah.
What's the one restaurant in Douglasville that I'm driving through looking for breakfast or a good lunch?
Oh, I would go to Monterey's Mexican. But I'm always going to take you to a Mexican restaurant.
We're actually going to go get Mexican after this.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm coming too. I want a margarita.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
Hey, let's sing a song. You want to sing a song?
Yeah.
We're going to do two songs tonight. Plus, we still have a brand new song we're going to debut from Kaylin Cole coming up before the top of the hour. What song are we doing?
We're going to do a song that Lexi and I actually wrote together. It'll be on my...
With Marla.
Yeah, with Marla Cannon Goodman. I mentioned her earlier in the interview, and it's called Goner. And we got into a room. This was our first time writing together on Music Row. And we were throwing ideas around, and I'm pretty sure, wasn't it Marla's idea?
It was. She had had it for a while, and I think I had come up with this groove. I was like, something similar to that. Yeah. And she was like, man, that would fit this song and this idea that I had about a woman who's just, she's never going to stay in one place, you know, and she's got a gypsy soul. And we can relate to that, you know, because we kind of live that life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out right now. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media, Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
She's got a suitcase tucked off underneath her bed frame. One look inside would be a dead giveaway, 'cause she's always ready to run, ready to jump, ready for the getaway. She's a take what you want. In your ear, hey, tell you what you wanna hear. You're just a pawn in her game. Oh, 'cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil. Can't leave her a loner. Nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her. Nah, that girl's a goner.
Gone, 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 goner. Gone, 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 goner. Gone, gone. You want
in your ear, eh? Tell you what you wanna hear. You're just a pawn in her game. Oh, cause she's got a hold on the level. You're dancing around with the devil. Better leave her alone, or nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her. No, there goes a goner. Yeah, yeah.
Gold. Absolute gold. Maxi on Civic Media, Kaylin Cole, Lexi Liu.
Yeah.
Singing live in the studio. That was awesome. Tell me the name of that song again.
It's called Goner, and it's actually going to be out on my next record. So I released an EP about 2023, I think it was the summer of 2023. Yeah. And then earlier last year, I recorded an acoustic version of it, and Lexi's actually a part of that. It's on my YouTube. We had a song called Working On It, and it's out.
That was all on Bourbon Warfare, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's all on Bourbon Warfare, and so this next one is a full-length album. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one.
Lexi, were you on Bourbon Warfare? Are you playing on songs on that particular album, too, or?
On the acoustic.
On the acoustic,
yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I was playing on her acoustic sessions of that album, yes.
Yeah, and I think she's got one or two songs on this next one. So, and she's actually recording a whole project as well, and I'm on a couple of songs for that one too. So,
yeah.
Tell me about what you're recording.
Yeah, so I'm working on a project called Weirdly Wired, and it's my first ever full-length album. And it's a mix of, you know, all the genres that I feel that make up me and that I was raised on, a little blues, a little classic rock, country. There might be a pop song on there. That's why it's titled Weirdly Wired, because it's just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
When do you expect to have it out for the people?
You know, I wish I had a date for you. I had a plan all set up and an execution for that plan, and I was a third of the way done with it, and it's an 18-song project. And It's a big project, and the rug was kind of torn out from underneath my feet back in November again, so I had taken 3 weeks off work to record it, and the producer called out 3 days before the whole project.
You know, as inconvenient when things like that happen, they happen for a reason.
Oh, and, agreed. Yeah.
You know, when the time comes, you'll be able to record it and it will be out. Make sure you get a hold of us when it comes out.
Of course I will.
We would love to get it on the air for you.
Well, thank you. No, yeah. So I just kept pushing, and during those 3 weeks, I utilized my time and I restarted the album. And I worked on a song called Daddy Drank a Lot, which will be releasing in March. So
I can relate to that song.
Yeah, a lot of people could.
People in Wisconsin, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you two meet? And how did the journey going on tour together come about?
Yeah, so we met at this local bar in Nashville. It's right by Vanderbilt University. It's called The Local. And I was playing first, and Lexi approached me. And
she did not know who I was.
No.
And she never hit me back.
No.
Yeah. No, it's
she will
truth.
Never let me.
Yeah, no.
She
I
will
won't.
Never let
it's
that
okay,
down.
Though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're kind
she
of
loves
a big
me,
deal.
Anyways. Yeah.
Oh, no. She's a huge deal. She's
no,
huge
I am
deal.
Not.
I think
Stop
so.
It. You're making
You're
me blush.
You're a baddie. No, I thought she was. I thought she was rocking it out on stage with her curls. She was playing piano. That was odd for someone in Nashville to be playing piano. Everyone plays the guitar. Right. She was playing it really well and had a great soulful voice. And but then 2020 happened.
Yeah. And everybody scattered, obviously, and went back into their homes. And
so, and then she saw me playing at the same bar, ironically enough.
And she was awesome. And I was like, oh, I got to be her friend.
So I was leaving the bar and she approached me and she was like, hi, I just saw you play and I'd love to get together with you. And I was like, wait, is your name Kaylin Cole? And she was like, how do you know that? And I was like, I know you. You never reached out to me.
And
she was
like, what? That's awkward.
Yeah.
No, so we've kind of been attached at the hip ever since.
Yeah.
So
for our first rite, and our first rite was just one of those rites that just you pray about. And you pray that would happen every day. It comes so smoothly, and the conversations went flawlessly.
Yeah. And it was actually working on it.
Yeah.
That was our first song we wrote together.
That's awesome.
So
that's a fun song. We play that a lot here on Max Inc.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So now you're going on tour.
Yeah.
You're on this tour. Where are you off to? What are you excited about?
Yeah. So we actually, a couple weekends ago, played at the Emerald Isle in Chicago. And then this past week, we had played at the Springville Sports Barn in Plover. We also played a couple of areas in Green Bay. And then this next week, we'll be kind of in this neck of the woods. We'll be in Fitchburg at Foxy's Bar.
What's the date of that show?
That one is, I believe, the the Friday. So that's the 21st.
The 21st, okay.
Yeah. And the 20th will be in Manitowoc. So we'll kind of still be in the Green Bay area. We'll be making our way down to Foxy's at, I think, like 6, or no, 8 to midnight, or 8 to 11 p.m. That'll be on the 21st. And then the 22nd, we'll be at... the Main Street Music.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
That place
I love
awesome.
That place.
That's kind of like a second home for you almost. You've played there quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played there a handful of times. Yeah. I love the owners there. Yeah. I love the people that go through there. They really help artists out. And so does the Gamma Ray Bar, too.
Shout out to Kevin Wilmot.
Yeah, love you, Kevin.
Yes.
He helps a lot of local artists out, too, there. So, and coming from an artist that is now full-time, we appreciate venues like that. So thank you to whoever's listening that owns a venue just like that.
Yes. Yeah. So. Independent venues. They make the world go around for sure.
They seriously do.
Kaylin Cole, Lexi Liu in the studio here on Max Inc. So we got the tour. Any new music for you, Kaylin, as far as an album? Are you working on an album right now or an EP?
Yeah. So once I get back into town, it's kind of, you know, hit the ground running. And with the whole album process, we're picking up on pre-production soon here. And I would just like it to be out in the fall just so I can have all my ducks in a row. It's, you know, I'm sure you know, Jimmy, but it's very challenging as an independent artist to get all the you know...
the money.
Posts. Well, yeah, not only financially,
time.
But just just the whole team. Like,
right.
You are the whole team.
Right.
So, you know, you're reaching out to radio stations, you're getting videos, you're getting that content for social media, you're making sure that you pitch to the right playlists, you know, and that's just, that's a quarter of the work, so...
You rock the social media, by the way. You
she
post
does.
A lot.
I tell
you,
her
you make
that.
These cool videos.
Thank you. Yeah. I just edited one not too long ago about us doing baseball. It's out already, but we're doing baseball stuff on my Instagram. So you guys should check us out. And I tag Lexi in all of my stuff, and you should follow her there too. So.
Lexi Liu, if people wanted to follow you, how do they do that?
Yeah, at Lexi Liu Music, LexiLew Music everywhere.
And remember, you're a peach and you don't like peaches.
Yeah, it's all right.
No peach cobbler for you.
Yep. No, sir.
How about if we do another song?
That sounds great, Jimmy.
All right, let's do that. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song that is going to be on this album, Weirdly Wired.
Okay.
And it's a little bit more of a bluesy song. And TikTok. Like this one a little bit, so it's got a couple views on there.
Let's check it out. We're going to hear Me This Time in just a couple of minutes. It's going to be a debut here on Max Inc. Right now is Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu live in the studio on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
The devil I know, he has sandy brown hair. You can't see his horns, trust me. I looked everywhere. The devil I know knew that I was an angel, so he clipped my wings. And then down, down I fell. 'Cause he's smooth like a bottle of Jack, but I got zero proof. 'Cause I keep coming back like a fool. I've been chained to my sins. I try to escape, but he pulls me back in. There's blue in his eyes, ice in his soul. He might look like heaven, but hell, you don't know the devil I know. Devil I know, he's a jack of all trades. Got a tongue like a serpent. Yeah. He's well versed in his ways. Not sure how it started, but I'm in the garden forbidden to taste. But I did anyway, cause he's smooth like a bottle of Jack, but I got zero proof, cause I keep coming back like a fool. I've been chained to my sins. I try to escape, but he pulls me back in. There's blue in his eyes, ice in his soul, and he might look like heaven, but hell, you don't know the devil I know. When he lights the fire, I burn with desire. As the flames get higher, I go down, down, down. Cause he's smooth like a bottle of Jack, but I got zero proof, cause I keep coming back like a fool. I've been chained to my sins. I try to escape, but he pulls me back in. There's blue in his eyes, ice in his soul, and he might look like heaven, but hell, you don't know the devil I know.
I love it. It's Thank such you. A bluesy song, so yeah. bluesy and heartfelt, you know?
Thank yeah. you.
I love the line in the beginning of the song. I can't see his horns. Believe me, I looked everywhere.
Thank
I was
you.
Taking a drink of beer right there. I almost spit the beer out. That was funny.
That
song.
Was awesome. That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
That's going to be on your upcoming album. It's yes. going to be released sometime in the near future.
Yes.
Can't yeah. wait to hear it.
Thank
and
you.
It's wonderful to meet you. Thank
it's
you so,
so
much.
It's so good
for
to
coming
meet
in.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And good luck on tour. Kaylin Cole,
you.
You're a rock star. Thank you so much for making the time to come in to see us tonight.
Jimmy K, it's always a pleasure. I just love Civic Media, and I also just love Max Inc. Radio and what you guys do for independent artists. So thank you, seriously.
You're too kind. Thank
and,
you so much.
Shout out to Rocker and Terry too. The whole team. You guys are awesome. So
missing Rocker. Can't wait to have Terry back. And we appreciate you so much. Mm. All right. It's time to tell us about the brand new song you have here.
Yeah.
It's called Me This Time. And you know, we were talking about you guys coming and booking this interview like
yeah.
last week.
Yeah.
And you sent me the song and I listened to it and I'm like, so I can't play it on the air this week. This was like last Saturday. No, you can't play mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta play it for the people,
yeah.
Kaylin.
Yeah.
I finally get to play yeah. it for the people, Kaylin.
I know. I'm so excited.
Tell me about the song.
So this song is a response song to this last song that I had released. It's called See You Tonight. I debuted it at Whiskey Jam, which is a huge songwriter showcase in Nashville that has grown over the years. But I sang it there, which was really cool. But See You Tonight is basically all about knowing exactly what you don't deserve, but going for it anyway. And Me This Time is a triumphant response, anthemic kind of song towards that one. And saying, you know, it's okay to choose yourself in really toxic situations that you put yourself in. And realizing it, and it's okay to walk away from those because you become stronger, better, and you have a lot less stress in your life, that's
yes.
for sure. And I feel like a lot of people are stuck in these situations, and it's like, well, you know, there's a lot of factors to it, but at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself. And so that's what all this whole song's about. And Kate Malone, shout out Kate Malone. She's my producer for these two singles and also this upcoming record. And she's just amazing. And she crushed it with all the guys and the musicians on the record. So
let's check it out right now. It's Kaylin Cole, Me This Time. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.